Go Loud.
How am I, this person who has been off the rails for the last 10 years, right? Has zero money, right? Yeah. Found Rory, and then I kind of settled a bit when me and him, he changed my life, so he did, but aww. I was like, how am I going to own a baby? He told me that night, he's like, I love you, right? And he did, but he did also drink a full bottle of Buckfast. Obviously, you know what depression is. Like,
yeah.
I'm not depressed. I know I'm not depressed.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to be alive. I hate my life. I'm crying every single day. Like, yeah. Every single thing is making me cry. And she's like, no.
That's depression. Welcome to Home or Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls watching on the night out, where you spill all the gossip on relationship dilemmas and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new,
welcome.
I think we will have a lot of new watchers and listeners today.
Potentially.
Because we have on the amazing Anne Olivia Hines.
She's just too
cute. She is.
What a woman.
Grey crack.
Grey crack.
Tell you. Has her life so sorted out. I only aspire to be like her.
Seriously, she's honestly just amazing. So
if you haven't, actually, we never said her handle either for TikTok and stuff.
Oh.
But it's just, we'll tag her on our Instagram, obviously, in the clips and our TikToks. Mm-hmm. But it's Anne Olivia Hines.
Yes.
So we'll be tagged there anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, she spoke about
everything.
Everything. She has so much, she's so interesting.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. We talked about her early years in school, how she became a content creator, her three kids.
So
beautiful
cute.
Kids. Yeah. They're actually the cutest thing I've ever seen. Rory, their relationship.
Yeah.
How they started off. Their invisible string.
The Holy Lands.
The Holy Lands.
We sang a little song as well, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
We did.
But yeah, we had a really, really nice chat with her. So
it was lovely.
Enjoy. So this week on Home or Drink, we are delighted to be joined by the amazing Anne Olivia Hines.
Hi.
We're talking about your second name there. I was going to say Hines.
No, Hines. Like Hines Bean.
Hines Bean. I love that.
Have you seen them Hines pajamas?
I need them.
Yeah.
With a load of beans all over them.
And you can get ketchup ones.
Give me my brothers them. And my dad, they're called Beansy.
Are
from my
they?
Hines Beans. That's their
oh
nickname.
My God.
I'm so glad I never got that nickname.
What did you have a nickname in school or anything?
It was like football Annie. I was Annie.
Oh.
And then one of my friends called me Anne. But I hated it.
Did you?
I didn't. I was like, they're granny names.
I love Annie. I think Annie's really cute.
Yeah, Annie's
I like Annie now. But like when I was like 15, 16, I was like, that is a granny name, like Granny Annie.
No. Granny Annie.
Granny.
And has everybody always called you by your full, like Anne Olivia? It's never been Anna or
no, no. Anne Olivia. But yeah, like full. In school, it was a nightmare. Like no one, like, you know, like sub-teachers.
Yeah.
Annalise, Anna. And I was like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, you just read the whole thing. No. Yeah.
And it was always wrong. And like Anna Louisa and all that, like, there's no Eva.
Where,
yeah. Oh my God.
Where are you getting the Isa from?
I know.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, was there, I saw on TikTok before, there was a story about how your name was made. Did your mom make your name up?
So it was, right, so there's a big River Liffey, right? And there's a guy who writes books, I don't know, James Joyce.
Yeah.
Like, famous book writer in Ireland.
Yeah, he's huge.
I don't know nothing about him. I've never read the book.
Yeah.
But he had this book, don't know what it's called, but there's like a statue in the River Liffey somewhere.
Okay.
Right, some like statue of like a woman, and it's called the Anna of the Liffey. But then the nickname, they're like Anne Olivia in this book. And my mom read this book and it was like Anne Olivia, like of the... But I hated my name growing up because, you know, like when people have like, you know, like in my class, there was like five Kiras and I was like, I want to be called Kira.
Oh.
It's such a cool name.
You always want to be what everybody else
I know. And I remember there's loads of Kivas and I was like, Kiva's such a nice name. Why have I got this name that no one can say?
Oh, no. But now...
I love it now because I don't know anyone else if it's still.
It's yeah.
So that's pretty. I feel like since you've blown up, the name is going to blow up.
Yeah,
I feel like that's gonna start being people's. I think Nevo had a
Nevo on
her baby Anne Olivia.
Did she?
Such a nice name. But growing up, you know, when it, like you don't want to be different to anyone.
No, you want to all blend in.
You want to like hated it.
What was school like up in Armagh, isn't it?
Yeah, Armagh. Yeah.
So I should know that from the final.
Yeah,
that song.
Did you see that?
You stand for geezer, I suppose.
I don't know the next part.
R for Reno. I know
R for Reno.
And then W stands.
For winning the Sam McGuire
and the Armagh football team. I don't know why I was going to say. I met girls actually on the plane from Tyrone. That's what I was thinking of Tyrone.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, how was it?
Yeah, what was life like in Armagh?
Yeah, mad. I don't know. Me and Rory always say, like, you know you've made it when, like, your school kind of bring you back in and, like, do, like, a talk. Like,
that is true.
My school will never take me back in, ever. I was a disaster. Oh, I was the most troubled people in the world.
Right.
Oh, so, at primary school, primary school, I was grand, and then we went to first year of like what do you call it, like high school,
secondary school
yeah. And in first year I was grand for the first couple of months, and then my mum died And I just had this like switch where I was like, fuck everyone, fuck rules, fuck everything. And I just was like getting suspended every week, getting detentions every day. My dad was in for meetings like every single week. Like I was just a nightmare. But like,
well, justified if you go through something like that. Yeah, well,
at the time, like I was like, I'm so cool. And like people always used to like baby me, oh, poor Aunt Olivia and this and that. And I was like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Fuck you all.
Like that you kind of like
it was
up.
Like nearly like no one, I don't want a pity party.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna show you all that I'm like this mad
so I'll get to tell
bastard. Yeah. Yeah. And like it was nearly like class clown thing.
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
I was actually talking to my friend about it there, like, because I was talking about like coming here and she was like, yeah, it was just like your way of like you wanted like attention for other things.
Right.
Not that thing. Yeah, so I was a nightmare, like, and I didn't like pass exams and all. Like, I just didn't care about anything. I didn't want to be there. And then, like, getting up, you have like, we have GCSEs. What do you think?
We have
Leaving Cert.
So, like, I scraped by them, and I remember, like, sitting in the car. I'll never forget sitting in the car, and we opened up the letter, me and my dad, and like, we were like prepared for like,
disaster.
What is gonna, like, And like, I just scraped and passed them all, and like, me and my dad were like crying, like, we couldn't believe this because I was a nightmare. And like, I prepared myself, like, oh, I'll fail them all. Like,
you must have like that natural smartness that you just remember.
I don't even know, I don't know, but I don't like Irish and PE, like, things that I actually
liked.
And like, it was nearly like PE, like, you had to be.
We couldn't do it, we're not allowed to.
No, because you do that as an exam.
Oh, yeah.
What did you have to do for the exam?
So, like, the exam was, like, talking about, like, different types of muscles, recovery, and then, like, the reason I picked it, half of the exam, so 50%, was, like, physical activity. And I was, like, a really good footballer. So, like, people came out and watched me play football.
Stop it
And marked me on that. So that's why I was, like, I will 100%. I got an A in it. It's the only A I've ever had in my life. But I knew because 50% was on performance.
No way.
I was like, that's an easy
one. We had PE, but we definitely didn't learn anything about... You didn't learn like muscle or recovery.
Oh, it was like anaerobic activity, aerobic activity.
We went playing badminton in the hall. And
they used to just send us up to the gym. We'd be on the treadmill just walking.
You had treadmills?
I bet you 40.
Yeah, we didn't have treadmills.
Yeah, we had a couple we had a mini gym upstairs.
We had like climbing frames. You know, like ladders that you climb up and all.
Lads,
and, like,
we just had a big room. God. Just a hall.
Like that a gymnasium kind of thing, but like, you know, like gymnastic kind of stuff.
What?
I always wanted the Olympic ropes there.
Yeah, we had them. Yeah.
I would love to come with them.
I know.
That's
like
my dream.
So like, I done like the easy things. Okay. I knew that I was always interested in business. I done that. So like, I scraped past them all and I got there. And then I done my A levels again. And it was like, right, what do you have A level?
So
I don't know.
Our GCSEs is junior cert and then A levels is leaving cert.
So it was A levels. And then again, it was like, why am I even doing these? Like, why is she doing these? And then I got free C's. I like scraped past them all.
Oh
but,
my God.
I was a nightmare. Give my dad and teachers the worst.
The worst in life. And just through the whole time.
Yeah. Like, well, I kind of wised up in A level. Probably just with age. I was like, right. No one likes the person that's, you know, a cunt to everyone. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't like, I was just like horrible. Little shit.
And then did you do college after that or?
So I didn't get into uni.
Okay.
It's uni down here, isn't it?
Yeah.
College, such a thick border between NI and Ireland. But yeah, I didn't get into uni. I tried to get into uni and I didn't. And then there's a thing called like clearing. So it's like, you know, if, you know, people put like down these degrees as their choices, but they pick something else. There's still spaces in here. Yeah.
Okay.
So I went on to there and I didn't get into any of it.
Did you know?
No. So I went to like tech. It was called Belfast Met, like a higher education. And have you ever heard of the Holy Lambs?
No.
Yeah.
In Belfast.
No. I've heard of it. Is it in Derry Girls? I feel like they've said it.
It might be, it's like a big like student like...
Oh, never
mind. Like a house and estate, right?
Oh.
But it's like really cheap in Belfast.
Yeah.
So all the students go and live there. So... It's mad, like it's all bars and nightclubs and everything, but it's like it's awful too. Like I wouldn't recommend going there. But like that was the whole thing. You go to uni, you go live in the Holy Lands, you party for a few years, and I was like, I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm going.
Like, my friends were all going, everyone's going. I was like, I'm going to the Holy Lands. My brother lived there. I was like, I'm going. So I took up this. I actually got into tech in Newry, and I was like, too far from Belfast.
No.
I need to be in Belfast. So I got into I applied for Belfast Met and got into it like really last minute. I think someone dropped out and that's how I got in. And then went to the Holy Lands and partied for 2 years. Didn't pass my...
Did you know?
No.
We had a good time.
I had an amazing time.
They made it to the Holy Lands. That's like, all that matters.
Yeah. If anyone is like looking education inspiration from me, no. Don't take it from me.
Jeez. But everything else inspiration.
You've
blown up on TikTok over the past... couple years, and it's actually great. Like, you've done so well, and like, everyone's obsessed.
Yeah. It's skyrocketed.
Yeah. Like, it's mad. Yeah, I only started this like 2 years ago.
Was it only two years ago? Mad. So you weren't even like one of them COVID TikTokers?
No.
Would have been after that.
No, yeah, it was after that, yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, it was after I had Rhea, and that was 2022.
We need to talk about Rory as well.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just meet in school with you in your school?
No.
Oh, no.
So we're like an hour away from each other.
Oh.
We're like where you live.
Long distance.
Yeah. I was 16, so we didn't even drive.
Oh, how did you meet up?
Well, we met at like a nightclub, like a disco. My two friends and me went, and they were like, you know, like texting. Like, it was like back in Snapchat, you know, like Instagram stories or Snapchat stories. So they were talking to these boys, and I went with them. It was their first time going here, and their friend was very. So like, I was a spare friend, and he was a spare friend.
Oh.
But like, we talked to each other the whole night, and like, it was like such, like, you're going to laugh, right? I tell everyone this, right? He told me that night, he's like, I love you, right? Oh. And he did.
Oh.
But he did also drink a full bottle of Buckfast. I'm like, he told me he loved me, and he's like, I drank a full bottle of Buckfast. but we didn't start going out. We had like kiss and stuff that night. And do you ever hear of the invisible string theory?
Yeah.
So it's like an invisible string that would like pull us together. So if me and you are meant to be best friends, the string would just keep putting us in the same room.
You keep ending up at the same venues or like the same people.
Thank
like
you.
It was, so it was like we would just always be like, again, there was no Instagram stories. There was no like, oh, where he's going. It was like, you'd Snapchat.
Fate, really.
Yeah. And it was like, Facebook. So there was just, we just kept ended up in the same places. And I remember this one, I always think it's like mad. So he lives an hour from me.
Yeah.
Warren Point. I'm Armagh. Armagh, we're not even in the same county. You know, you don't do that.
You wouldn't connect the two together.
And it was like back in Snapchat days, and I'd like put up, and I was like, can someone give me a lift to put it on? You know? No, and you're like, give me a lift. Imagine doing that now. Like,
oh my
never.
Gosh.
So I was in Armagh with my friend. I was like, I need a lift to Portadown. It was after like a night out. And he texted me, and I was like, oh, I'm at my uncle's wedding in the Armagh Hotel, which is like right beside my house. I'm on antibiotics. I'm not drinking. Do you want me to lift you? And I was like, we didn't talk in between every time we met, you know.
Yeah. Just keep end up in the same.
And I was like, yeah, that's grand. He came and picked us up, took us to Portadown. It was to drop my friend off at her house, and then he took me back to my house. And I was like, but not back then, nothing clicked. That. It's like, oh, there's Rory again. But like, it was always like, I always said to my friend, like, oh, he's the one that got away. But it wasn't that he got away. It was like, we lived far away. I couldn't drive.
It wasn't
like,
working,
I think he had just learned how to drive. Like, he was a year older than me. So he was like going to uni. It was just never something that would have happened.
Yeah.
And then when I went up to the Holy Lands, that I was dying to get there.
We love the Holy Lands.
The first night, so freshers, like, you know, the first night of freshers. So it was my first time like going out there. And I was just walking out of our house, walked like two doors down. And he lived there, like a few doors down.
No, that's
street.
Weird.
And I was like, well, I was like, here we go again. Like, we just keep like connecting.
Oh my God.
And then that's when we actually were like, right, okay. Like,
so someone up there was like literally pushing us together.
Like, and like, we still say that now. We're like we just kept being pushed together.
Yeah.
And like, there were so many things in between that like we were always end up in the same place, but like never intentionally.
Yeah.
You know? And I actually talked about that on TikTok once, and everyone's like, oh, he just like stalked you. But I was like, no, but stories and stuff weren't a thing. Like,
no.
Instagram, when you take photos of your new shoes and be like,
Yeah, sleep.
Literally on your on your feed.
What did you write? Hashtag Instagram.
Like for like.
Yeah.
Why was I begging for it?
You could, you know, okay, they're going to be going there. It wasn't like
you
that.
You didn't think it like that at all. I don't think stories were a thing at all.
No, I don't even think Snapchat stories were a thing. It was like, you know, you could see like your Snapchat best friends and stuff.
Right. When you think back to all that, it's like, what the hell?
Mad.
Scandalous.
Wasn't it?
So was Rory your first ever boyfriend then?
No. I'm his first girlfriend. I know. Bless him. Well, what do you consider a boyfriend? I don't consider a boyfriend until like after 16.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I wouldn't count. If I was thinking of my exes, I wouldn't be thinking of like my 12-year-old boyfriend. Like,
I know, not that. Yeah, like 15, 16. And if you're with them for a few years or something like
I hang out a boyfriend when I was 15 for like a couple of months, but like,
it's not real.
Not a boyfriend. No. Well, God.
Yeah. To, like, text,
hope you're not
like,
watching.
Yeah.
And then I had a second boyfriend then when I was like 17 for a couple of months again. Yeah. And like, there was just, it was just like, it wasn't like heartbreak or trauma.
No. Yeah.
I was young and like,
Young love. Not even love. I feel like I'm used to text my like 12-year-old boyfriend, be like, do you want to kiss? You know, like, meet up, like, tell them, like, ask, did you want
to
kiss?
Do you remember in primary school, you used to get your friends to pass notes? Well, we did in my school anyway, to like the fella you wanted to be with, being like, do you want to go out with Ellie? Yes or no?
And you had to take the box.
And tick the box.
We didn't have boys in our school.
Oh,
I did in primary school, not in secondary.
I was mixed the whole time.
Were you?
Yeah.
I would say that's probably better, because like all girls, a lot of bitchiness and like drama.
Yeah, there wasn't much drama.
There were some boys in our school and you had to be fluent Irish speaking to be a boy in our school.
What?
So it was like, it's called Irish Medium Unit, IMU. So like, if you're fluent Irish, you go to the Irish section. You can mingle at like lunchtime, but like, yeah, you're in a different section.
Go away.
Yeah. So a lot of schools like that are like, in the north, it's like you have like your school, mainstream school, and then you have like the Irish section.
Right. And so boys can be in the Irish
only
section?
Only boys can be, yeah, but boys can't go to the, I think it's because there's probably a lack of high schools for Irish boys. I don't know, but.
It's like in Derry Girls when James went into the all girls school and he was the only boy in the whole school.
That's true, actually. Yeah.
I don't think he's
because I thought that was weird watching, but that was.
I think in my year group there was like six boys.
That's mad.
From first year to seventh year, yeah.
And they just hang around together, like.
Yeah, but like you still mingle, and then once you get up to like A level, you can be in the same class.
Okay.
Because obviously, like, they're not going to have, there's only a certain amount of people that do each, like, teacher.
Yeah.
Not going to have, like, an Irish speaking one and an English. Mad. So then you get to be in the class, and, like, when you're in their class, you're like, oh,
yeah.
A boy.
So are you fluent in Irish then? Yeah.
No, God, no.
So only the boys would have been.
So you can go to our school, like, if you're not fluent. But then, like, Emma Kearney, she was in my school.
She was in the Irish section
because she's fluent in Irish.
Right.
So she would have been in the class of the boys. Do you get what I mean? So it's the Irish section and the English section.
I would love to speak fluent Irish.
So would I. It's only now I realise I really
how important
wish
it is.
I couldn't learn it in school. Like, sure. I couldn't.
Fluent in German. Like,
that's all I could do.
Mind boggling to me.
Really?
Even you do like German, get better than me.
It's my favourite thing ever.
It's like Avmar to my brain. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but
when
I love it.
When she's on the phone to her mom or anything, I'm always like, louder.
I'm with someone and they don't know I speak German, I answer the phone,
they're like, what the fuck is
like, she
saying?
They think like that something's going on. They're like, oh my God, am I okay?
She's all right, yeah.
Just German.
No, I love it.
I'd love to speak Irish.
But is that when you can talk one language, like, you can like, it's
fake
easier
news
to pick up?
Fake news. I
no.
Pick one.
But could you not even pick up other languages?
No, not German. I tried to do Spanish for 1 year, I didn't know one word. Irish, I find really hard.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that either.
I loved Irish in school, but then like I stopped after fifth year, and then
I loved it up until third year, and then
I feel like
hated it.
Like, if we're doing this since primary school, surely we should all be fluent by the time.
Why are we not into our heads? Since
did
four
you do it in primary school?
Yeah.
Oh, see, we didn't.
Yeah. No, didn't
and
learn.
Still,
a word
none of us know a word.
No, I ended up hating it so much. I did foundation level.
Oh, like the lower level,
the lowest that you can do, where your exam was just ticking a box.
Sorry, I done that in maths and English.
I did maths as well, doing it. Yay! No, but I wish now I had.
I know. I tried.
I know. See, like, I have Robin, and like I have the choice to put her in an Irish speaking school.
Oh,
or,
are you
like,
going to?
No.
No.
But it was like a really like debate about it.
Yeah.
Because like our neighbours, like their children do it and all, and I always used to think like the likes of, like Emma and all, like just swapping into Irish, like that's amazing,
so
like
cool
class.
Yeah.
And like it's our language, like it's like important, but
we just all hate it. What's wrong with us? Like,
I don't know. I was just like, fuck, I don't have time to be picking up an extracurricular activity for myself.
You have to learn it then as well.
Because like our neighbours, like they're like learning it for their children
at home.
So I feel like you would need a, like, I mean, I could put the time in if I really, really, really want.
Really want.
But you're very busy.
Yeah. It's hard.
Busy gal.
Three kids.
Speaking of the kids, fill us in. Tell us their names, ages, everything. I need to know.
Okay, right. So I have Robin. She's four. Rhea, they're 4.5. Rhea's 2.5. Rain is 3 months, 12 weeks.
So I feel like Rain is so like, he looks like he knows what's going on.
Oh yeah, he's a chunk.
So aware.
He's so cute.
He was
his eyebrows.
Oh,
no,
he's good eyebrows.
I love his eyebrows.
Or he's got good eyebrows, you see.
So what weight was he?
Yeah, 12.
Okay.
So that's like nearly
that
9
big
pound.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
But like, some babies be like 6 pound.
Oh, yeah. Wow, okay.
Like, but all of mine were big enough. You know, I was an 11 pound baby.
Fuck
that's
off.
That's like a monkey. That's
like a toddler.
Yeah.
That's
huge.
Wow.
11 pound.
Oh my God.
So my mum had my two oldest brothers, and they were like 5 or 6 pound. Scrumpy
baby.
Lovely. And my dad was like, oh, like we found out like you were having a girl. I don't know, like, I don't think it was like you could find out, you know, like when we can, but like I think later on it's like, oh, you were a girl. Couldn't wait to get my daughter. And he's like, you came out. You were so hurry. You were humongous. He was like, it was like, not the moment he anticipated. He was like, you were just huge.
He didn't
I'm so
plan
worried.
That.
Were you late coming out? Is that why?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm just huge. Just
big baby.
Big massive baby.
Love that.
And then I have another brother, he's younger than me, and he came out like a wee toady.
Just tiny.
Child. don't know what the hell God. Happened to me. Massive.
No, cute though.
I feel like you make motherhood, obviously it's not easy, but you make it look so like tempting. I'm like, if that's what I could be like, you're so calm and chill all the time.
Yeah.
Do you ever lose your shit with the kids?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Do you get stressed? I feel like you just get
stressed. Yeah, it's hard.
It is hard.
I try and show like the good and the bad, but obviously like when everyone's having tantrums, I'm like, oh, get the tripod out.
Yeah, that's true.
Hang on. Hit your sister again. But like I try and like if the tripod's up and like they're fighting, like I'll keep it in.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
It's so real. But like at the end of the day, the more stress I get, the more stress they're gonna get. Cause I'm like bark, they, and then they're like,
yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, let them fight it out.
Yeah.
Who's gonna win today?
Let kids be kids.
Yeah.
I saw you had the other day a tech free day. How did it go?
A what?
Like a technology for no phone.
Oh yeah. So we've done it 2 days.
How's it
they're
going?
They're totally becoming iPad kids.
Are they?
Yeah. It's so hard. And you probably know in this job, like your constant emails, messages, phones,
there's
calls.
There's always something.
Then you've editing, then you're recording. Like it's so handy to be like, here you go, sit down.
Yeah.
And they just be
don't
quiet.
Talk.
Yeah.
And it works. And then like it worked for a long time there. And like obviously it wasn't like 24 hours, here's your iPad, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
But the last week, like, it was only last week, and I'd be like, the right iPad's away, and they were like, give me my iPad. And I was like, you're four,
they're
calm
very
down.
Dependent on it.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, go outside, it's sunny. And like, Robin would go outside. I was saying in the video, like, we've got like, in our back garden, it's like a play park.
I saw that. Like, yeah.
So good.
Pools, trampolines, everything. It's not. Chaos.
I saw you saying,
you know, when you imagine like an aesthetically pleasing garden. Yeah.
I saw you saying everything was plastic, like you fake grass.
Oh,
like, where
plastic.
The fuck did she find this caterpillar? Where did she find it?
No, I know. Even when there's like a bug in my garden, I'm like, why are you here? Like, everything's plastic.
Everything's fake. Yeah. Where did you come from?
But like, I was like, go out and play, you know? And like, she like walked out and was like,
what do I do?
Can I have my iPad? And I was like,
oh,
no. So they haven't had their iPad since, like, and they haven't watched TV, haven't done nothing. And it's been unreal. They've been out the front on their bikes. They've been knocking the neighbor's doors. You're like, I don't even know.
That's what we would have done.
Yeah.
Like you're out from like in the morning until night.
Yeah. Like, no, she's getting her dinner.
Yeah.
She'll be out later. But so there's like a family in our state, and like, you know, it's a small estate, so you kind of know everyone, but it's like one like house that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this neighbor, and like we've never talked to them before and often. And like Robin had said to me, I think a wee boy lives in that house. Like, can I go knock his door and see if he wants to play? And I was like, go ahead.
That's adorable.
Knock the door, a wee boy came out, and they were playing all day together.
Aww.
Do you know what I mean? Aww. I was like, that's one day without her iPad. Like, and Robin would be quite shy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like she took it on herself. Like, I didn't go down with her. She's like, will you come down? I was like, no. I was like, go.
Aww.
This is what I done. He said, knock all the doors. Can you come out and play?
Yeah, your best
friend. He's like, tip the can or like 40-40 and all that stuff.
Literally.
But like, it's young crap. I was like, no, go.
Oh,
and like,
God.
I'm not joking. Like, there was like 10 kids out all day.
I feel like iPads now, like, because everyone uses them now, whatever age, like, it kind of makes everyone a bit more introverted.
Yeah.
Like, we're all, even like
us,
if we're sitting somewhere, like, you probably, instead of talking to a person beside you, you'd be way more likely to say go on your phone.
Yeah. Sure, they say like, that, like, us nowadays hate making phone calls.
Which
is so true. Like, I hate ringing up like my insurance or like making a doctor's appointment or like shit like that. I hate doing it. If I can avoid that at all costs, I will. Like, I'll go online and order a prescription online before
the
doctor to go down.
Yeah.
Go down and see them.
I don't mind a phone call, so they can't see me. So
voice notes are kind of like the barrier in between that. You know, like, it's not sending a message instead of
voice notes.
It's like a barrier, the middle ground.
Yeah.
I just hate a private number. Don't ring me. Text me if you're ringing me.
Who are you?
I know,
text me. Won't answer. If a number I don't know.
Yeah.
It's always scams. Someone rang me and was like, you have a Bitcoin. I was like, definitely. If I had Bitcoin, I wouldn't be living here. Off somewhere else.
I wish.
Like, honestly.
How old are you, Anna Olivia?
26.
Or young, should I say. Yeah, 26. Did you see yourself growing up? I'm 29.
I'm 26.
I don't know.
2 days ago or 3 days ago?
Oh, no. Yes, happy birthday, both.
Yeah, thank you. But did you see yourself when you were younger being 26 with 3 kids? Like,
no.
Did you?
I saw myself in Australia.
Oh,
sunbathing. Chilling out.
I understand.
Not a chance that I see kids in my picture at all.
Did you know?
No, never. I actually had always like, you know, some people are like, oh, I can't wait to be a mommy. I can't wait to have kids. Like, I was never like that. Ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. Think of me going through like this trauma early on, like not having like that motherly figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only boys in my house, 3 brothers, a dad. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was no like, I can't wait to be a mum and have children. That was never like that,
it's
ever.
So it was
like
a surprise.
Oh, yeah. I was
with Robin.
20. I got pregnant at 20 and had her at 21.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
How did you find out? Like, were you feeling sick?
God. You want to know, I'll give the tea. Okay, yeah. So I was coming 21 and I was like, me and Mary had done like a full year of like, just like fucking off to every country that we could possibly go to. Anytime we got money, we were like, right, book something, go. Mm-hmm. And I was coming 21 and I was like, right, I want to go to America. Never been to America, let's go. Mm-hmm. And we were in America. The year before this, I'd came off like all contraception purely because I was like, this is surely like, I've having this like rough enough like person with like, a pretty like bad experience through my teenage years. Like I was just mentally gone.
Yeah.
And I think, and I'm adding like this, like when I was 16, my dad took me to the doctor. Like I wasn't having sex, but my dad's like, pill.
Yeah.
You know,
for hormones and stuff.
Just because like, he was like, I'm not like, there's no mum here to do this with you at the right age and for you to go and talk to this about like when you're going to start doing that or whatever. So
he just wanted to avoid that conversation.
Like 16, he was like, doctor, pill. And doctor's like, are you having sex? I was like, nope. He's like, pill. And that was it. And like, I think that was good that he done that. Like, there was no stress or nothing then about that. And like, imagine I had to go to him like, I've got a boyfriend now. I think I need to get the pill.
Awkward.
But I think I was like 19 and I was like, no, I'm coming off it because like, I'm already like not here.
Yeah.
So fucked in my head.
Yeah.
And surely this is like, for like 3 or 4 years of my life, is like adding on to it. Mm-hmm. So I just came off it and we went to America and there was like one slip up in America. One slip up in my whole life. So it only takes 2 months. Yeah. Everyone watching, it only takes 2 months. And I know exactly what happened. And like, even like the day after, I was like,
you could feel it.
I was like, something is
different. Oh my God.
And then we came home, didn't get the period. We'd done like LA, Vegas, San Fran. So we were on loads of flights and then like a long flight home. I think we had to stop in like New York and like do like a connecting flight. Mm-hmm. It was like a long enough like flight. And I was like, flights definitely like affect your period coming.
They actually, they do.
And I was like completely like, just the flights. And then I was talking to someone I actually worked with and she was a bit older. And I was like, I still haven't got my period. And she's like, go buy a pregnancy test. And I was like, okay. Well, I was like, this is so funny. Like, ha ha ha. And it was me and Mary's 2 or 3 year anniversary, the day that we took the test.
Okay.
And it was in my house and he like brought me flowers. And like, you know, like the wee small cards that come in flowers. And he'd like, I'd text him and I was like, got a pregnancy test. Ha ha ha. And he drew on it like, or happy anniversary. It's like like stick figures of like me, him, and it's like baby. Went into the bathroom, took this test. We were both like sitting there like this. I'm not going to ask you if I've taken pregnancy. I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
But like, it's the longest
3 minutes.
Things just going up and down.
Yeah.
And I just got pregnant and like the tears. Like, I was just like, but it wasn't like, Rory was like crying, but he was so happy.
Okay.
He was like, we're going to have a baby. This is amazing. And I was like,
you were the opposite.
What am I going to do with a baby? I'm not having a baby. And like, I was still a baby. And like, it was just so different. Like, Rory grew up with children. He has loads of younger cousins. And like, he's the oldest of 5. So he saw all his siblings come and stuff.
Yeah.
For me, it wasn't like that. Like, there was no babies in my life. There was never a baby.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck? And he was like, yes. Like, but not like that, not in a toxic way. He was like, this is so good. Like, yeah, this is great. And I was like, no, they're not. They're not for me. And he like rang his mom in we were in my dad's house and he rang his mom in the bathroom and she's like, it's okay, stop crying, like it's fine.
Yeah.
This is what's happening, la di da di da. And I was like thinking in my head, like, I'm not having a baby. And like they were like so excited and I was like, I am not having a baby, no chance. And my dad, like, he's like loves cooking. So we went downstairs and like he was making steak. It was me and Mary's anniversary. And like, I love steak. And we sat down, he's like, why are you not eating your dinner? And I was like, I'm literally gonna be sick. I went up to the room and just cried the whole night, left Rory down there with my dad, God love him.
So,
and I didn't tell my dad for like a week.
Traumatizing.
Oh my God.
Did you think he was gonna be like
upset or
was just scared?
I don't know. Looking back now, I was like, he would probably have been like, fuck. Like, again, there's no maternal person in this picture who's like, there's no granny, you know, like granny.
He would have panicked probably a little bit.
He was like, I'm gonna be a granda. There's no sisters, it's all boys.
Yeah.
I think in my head, I was like, fuck, like, I didn't have a house. I like just traveled for a full year, £0.
Yeah.
And it was nearly like, I don't know what my fear was. I think it was nearly just like what he was gonna think. And like, so I told everyone but him. My dad's got a fiance. I told her.
Yeah.
I told my brother's wife.
Yeah.
Didn't tell my brothers, but told them.
Yeah.
Told my best friend. And they were like, you have to tell them. And I was like, No. So then it got to like a week and like I was like not eating, like not sleeping. I was like traumatized. And like Rory's family had knew and I still hadn't told any of mine. And I just went into my dad one morning and I just started crying. And I just passed my driving test. So I got a car after I passed my driving test and I crashed it like 5 times.
Oh no.
I was a nightmare, right? But not into other cars, like into walls just and like stupid stuff. Like I just kept hitting this car. And like every time I hit the car, like I'd go in and I'm crying, like I hit my car again. So I went in crying and he was like, here we go again.
Geez,
he was
the
like,
car.
He's like, have you hit your car? I was like, Daddy, it's worse. And he's like, what's worse than hitting your car again? And then like he just like the penny dropped and he was like, are you pregnant? And I just started crying and crying. But he was like, okay. He's like, for what reason are you crying? And I was like, aww. I don't know. And he was like, right. He's like, how long have you known? He's like, have you been to the doctor? And he was so chilly. He's like, right. He was like, you know, this is your life and your body. And like, you have to eliminate everyone else. And you have to think what you want to do with this.
Yeah.
And like, obviously, there's a whole debate about that like thing. And but like, in that moment, that did go through my head. I didn't speak about it to anyone. But I was like, how am I, this person who has been off the rails for the last 10 years, right? Has zero money, right? Found Rory, and then I kind of settled a bit when me and him, he changed my life, so he did. But I was like, how am I going to own a baby?
Yeah.
How's a baby going to come out of me at first, right?
You couldn't imagine
it. Your life at the end of the day,
But the way he said that and worded it, it was like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
And it only took him to be like, you have a choice here for me to be like, but I can do it.
Yeah.
But until he said that, I was like, fuck, and I can't do this. Not a chance.
Yeah.
And he was so calm and he was like, okay, we're going to do it.
We've
a big house, we've four rooms.
Yeah.
We're going to be fine.
He's like, you need to... Kind of the voice of reason a little bit, being like,
he was like, it's going to be fine. He's like, but your life is going to change.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work hard. Mm. You're going to have to be able to, you know, of course you and this baby can live in this house, but you want to give your baby its own house. You know, you want that. You have to work hard and you have to do this decision knowing what your life's going to be like. And he's like, we'll support you, but just know. And it was so good because I was like, it really gave me like this.
You
like,
needed that.
Go. I was like, right.
Yeah.
I have no money. Yeah. We have no money, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, right, okay, let's get the head down and get our life together. And we did.
That's so low.
But it was, that week was awful. And like, Matt, you probably feel now if you had to tell your own dads you were pregnant, you'd probably be like, ooh.
Like, even if I'm 26. I'm 29 and I'd still be like, oh my God, my dad's going to know I have a shag and oh God.
I know.
Like, seriously.
I know,
that's the stuff that comes into your head.
I know.
It's just like the,
Yeah.
I wonder, do you like, would you ever feel ready fully?
I don't think
when
so.
When you had a second then, obviously, were you... Like, how did you...
Even worse.
Even worse. Is that worse?
Oh, my God, yeah. Because it was 21, then 23, I was pregnant with Rhea. My brother was getting married this year. So my oldest brother and his wife, they were getting married. It was Mafia and Sadie's year. And then I got pregnant. I was like, sweet fuck. I got pregnant like 2 months before the bed. And I was bridesmaid. I was like, of course, you know, like, how do I make this about me? I made it about me. But I didn't tell anyone. Didn't tell my dad. I told Rory knew. My best friend, she knows everything. The day something happens, she knows.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell any of my family, not Rory's family. And on the day of the wedding, or the day before, I have a brother who's just a year between me and him. I told him, I was like, you are going to be the person when someone says, Aunt Livia, what are you drinking? Don't worry, I'm getting Aunt Livia a drink.
Okay.
Aunt Livia, what do you want to drink? And so I told him and he was like, you're so stupid. I was like, I know. like, that's like our relationship. It's like, fuck, you're a stupid cunt. But so he was like on drink duties that whole day. He was like, what do you want to drink, Aunt Livia? I was like, I'll vodka 7-Up. He'd get me 7-Up. And it was
lovely.
It was during COVID, their wedding. So it was in like their back garden. It was like the best wedding I've ever been to. It was so chill, so intimate. Yeah. And he went and done all my drinks and stuff for me. And I didn't tell anyone till like a month after. I was like, right, they've just got married. They need to go on their honeymoon. They need to, it's their year, right?
Yeah.
And then, so I got to like 16 weeks without telling anyone.
Wow.
And then I told my dad. I actually got my brother to tell my dad. I was like, I'm not doing that conversation.
Not again.
No.
I was like, so he was like, Aunt Livia, I need to tell you something. And he goes, she's not pregnant again. And he goes, yeah, she is. And you know what my dad said? So I said a reading at the wedding. He goes, funny, I thought you looked so fat on that altar. And I goes, what? I thought I looked beautiful. He was like, I swear to God, I turned around to his fiance. I was like, oh, Aunt Livia, come on, seriously?
No,
I'm like, I'm so dad coded. Like,
Oh my God.
That was a nice reaction though. Like, for him to say
it was
something
so
like
good.
That.
I know. Yeah, and I was like, yeah. And he's like, God. And he's like, I'm glad that I'm not being rude. I'm thinking that you had. He's like, I didn't want to say it, but I didn't tell anyone. And then I didn't tell them until they got back from their honeymoon and stuff. And everyone was so chill. Like, it wasn't like, there would never have been beef of me being pregnant, but I was like, I can't.
You probably overthought it in your head.
Teen pregnancy again. Like, I think I've had all teen pregnancies. I was 21, like.
Yeah. I'm a teen mom.
But, yeah.
You still think you were younger than you were.
Oh, I'm still a teen mom.
Oh, yeah.
I am still a teen mom.
Absolutely.
And you have said online you suffered with postnatal depression after your second baby.
Second, yeah.
How did you, like, know that's what it was? Or did you know?
I didn't know, So, it was so different. The two babies were so different. I lived at home. I had, like, a village behind me. I still have a village behind me. I lived at home with Robin when we had her. We stayed with Rory's family. And, like, Rory's mum would do the night feeds for me. Aww. She is amazing. She is literally, to this day, like, I don't know where I'd be without her. Like, we're best friends. But she would have done the night feed for me. Yeah. Like, I didn't have a clue. They gave us this baby and we were like...
Go home with that baby.
So she was really supportive and all through that. And we were kind of a bit spoiled. So then when we had Rhea, we had bought our own house. It was just us with Robin, pregnant again. And when we had Robin, COVID just hit. So Rory wasn't working. So I had him, all of our families, like there were so much people there.
Around you, yeah.
And then Rhea, it was just a bit different. I think it was due to like how spoiled I was with Robin. Like I just had so much people there constant. Like, and Rory went back to work after like a week. I was in this house with like two babies and I was like,
alone.
What do I do?
Is anyone going to pop out here and like, take her for a minute? And it was really, really hard. And like, so you'd be pregnant for like 9 months, right? And you're working. Like I worked right up to like my due date. And then like, you're not working and you're just at home with babies.
It's such a change.
Your head's like busy, nothing's happening. I'm just like a mum now. And I don't really know how I got it or why I got it, but like I just remember like I just wouldn't stop crying. I was like I don't want to be here anymore. I don't know why. Anytime like Rhea was an amazing baby. Like I couldn't imagine if she was a hard baby, but like I was just getting so frustrated anytime she cried. And I was like, why is she crying? Why is she doing this? Like and like everything, Robin then to look after, and Robin was just two. So she was like terrible too. It was a nightmare. And all I did was cry. And all I did was like, I don't want to be here. I do not want to be living right now. Like, I would rather not be where I am right now, which is horrific because like I'm a mum with this new amazing baby and a toddler. And we just bought a house. It was like an amazing part of our life. But I was like, I don't want to be here. And it went on for a while and I was talking to my friend about it this week and she was saying like, I just remember you always ringing me crying and like Rory would come home from work and I'd just leave. I'd get out in the car and sit like park up somewhere and just cry. Because he'd be like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
You can't put your finger on it.
There was nothing wrong, but everything was
Everything at the same time,
And so I rang the doctor one day. It was like, my friend was like, just please ring your doctor. I rang her. It's not, you know, do you have like, it's not doctor appointments anymore. It's like, appointments on the phone? Do you have that here?
No.
Oh, well, you
can't
have
get an appointment here for any.
Yeah.
No, we have
so it's like you ring your doctor and talk to them. You don't get like to see them. Well, depends on like what it is.
But
I was just like I can't stop crying. I hate my life. I don't want to be alive. Like and like I obviously you know what depression is. Like I'm not depressed. I know I'm not depressed.
Yeah.
But like I don't want to be alive. I hate my life. I'm crying every single day. Like every single thing is making me cry. And she's like, no,
that's depression.
You are. And I was like, no, I'm not. And she's like, and I can't really remember. She's like, you've definitely got really bad anxiety too. And like, she was like, okay, we're going to prescribe you this. We're going to send you to counseling and stuff. And I was like, it just took that for me to be like, okay, so something is wrong with me. Mm-hmm. Not I am like the problem. Like, and everything else, it's like, okay, there's something. She's like, obviously after you have a baby, all them hormones, like it takes 18 months for your hormones to like
level out again.
Yeah,
does it?
After a baby.
Wow.
So I just had Robin. Hormones probably rebalanced for 6 months, then I got pregnant again. So everything was probably just, it was such a big change. But that was how that went.
And do you think there's enough awareness around that? Like, do you think it would have helped you to know sooner what it was? Like, how long did you spend in that?
Well, like, I knew what postpartum depression was, but like, I think, like, unless you've been depressed before, you probably don't know. You probably feel like, oh, I'm feeling really low. I'm feeling really down. I'm maybe feeling a bit depressed.
Stressed.
Don't think I am actually depressed.
Okay.
Yeah. Until you're told, okay, no, all of them things that you're thinking is depression. So like they do talk about it and all. And like you have like a 6 week checkup after you have a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like in the north anyway on the NHS. It's a phone call with your doctor. Okay. How are you? How's the baby? How you feeling? And it's like, good, grand. And you've a crying baby and you can't wait to put the phone down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's not like...
You're not going to sit there on the phone and...
Do you know what? I'm actually feeling shit.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, and I'm grand. And then I probably think... And like the NHS is amazing. We're so lucky. Like we don't pay for
anything.
Going to doctors or anything. So we're so lucky to have that. But in the terms of that, like I think a quick phone call...
How you doing? Not enough.
Isn't probably enough. But... Yeah. I get the NHS is crumbling, like they're still under pressure and like they're amazing.
Yeah.
But I do think I don't know what they could do, but I think the phone call isn't enough.
Isn't
enough. Ask how you're doing. And like, you don't want to be in a phone call.
Yeah, I'm terrified. I'm like, good luck. Not answering that.
I'm so good.
Yeah, yeah. I need to do.
Like, and then if I'm crying over the phone call.
Text me, WhatsApp me. Yeah, goodbye.
Were you afraid of that happening again then with rain?
I didn't really think about it.
You didn't think about it?
I didn't really think about it. And like, I think having rain,
yeah,
I knew what was going to happen. Robin, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I was spoiled when it happened because we had so much family to live with.
Yeah.
Rhea was like shocked at the system, like, what the hell? And it's not even just like the help, it was like the two babies.
Yeah.
A house to clean. Like when we left at home, like we got our dinners cooked for us by dad and Mary's mum and all, like we were spoiled.
Yeah.
And like bills to pay, like there's financial pressure. Like after Rhea, I went back to work after like 2 months.
Did you?
You're meant to take 9 months off, but I was like, I have a house, I have a car, I have bills, I have another child to feed as well as Rhea.
Yeah.
So there's all that with Rhea, and it was like, okay, like I already know that, like the bills were all new to me with Rhea because we just bought the house. We're Rhea, like the bills have been here, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Robin's a bit older, Rhea's a bit older. I know what it's like to have a chaos house. So
add another one.
Yeah. It's fine.
Not going to be too much, but I wasn't too worried. And also I knew that I wasn't going to be taking much time off work with Rhea because I'm so lucky that my job is my phone, wherever I am.
Yeah.
So I took 2 weeks off with Rhea, and then because I felt like our job can be difficult, but in the terms of being a mum, it's easy for me because
you can stay at home and do it.
So it's not like I'm leaving them off at daycare, fucking off in office for 8 hours. I'm so lucky that I can do it. So I only took 2 weeks off, and I've been so busy since I had him. Only for me being so busy, I do think. Well, I don't know, but only for this job I'm in and how busy I've been. That's what's kept my mind off.
Yeah. Do you think the job helps? Because you're like always, there's always something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good that you have that though.
Yeah.
That you have that to focus on.
I think, I think the job's great for like what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you like, because I remember when I started to like, or when you're growing and like whatever, do you think you like overthink content and stuff more now? Or like, is there a change in like how people react to things? Like, has there been changes since you've like literally grown from 0 to 100 in the space of a couple of years?
Yeah, when I watch videos back from when I started, I'm like, why did I post that?
Oh, same.
I'm like, oh my God.
Oh God.
And like, some of the, like, not that I said anything bad, but I'm like, I wouldn't say that now.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? Yeah.
But like, I still really don't care what I post, but I'm like, I like to be really like me when I post.
I love that.
I'm like,
but that's why people love you though.
Yeah.
Like, there's no like, okay, like, Anna Olivia off. TikToker on.
Okay.
But, you know what I mean? It's just like
there's no switch.
Yeah.
It's just you the whole way.
I'm like, like sometimes if I'm doing a video and like I'm like, oh, can't say that.
Yeah.
Like, but like not and I'm saying anything bad. I'm like, that's just gonna be I try and stay away from controversial things.
Yeah.
But then I still try and like use my platform to talk about things that need to be talked about and like, you know, like using your platform for the good and like stuff like that. But I don't know if my content's like my content's been the same.
Yeah.
Only I've got better at it.
So good. I feel like I can just watch. You're really easy to watch your videos. They're just so like.
I feel like I'm watching my cousin or something.
Yeah, but I think it's because you are so real that it's just like, you just, it's so relatable in that sense that you're just like you the whole time.
I always feel like I want it to be like when you watch my videos and then when you see me in person, like there's no
difference.
Oh, it's like, it's like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the exact same thing. I think that's the nicest compliment that somebody can give, especially in our industry, is that somebody can say to you, you're the exact same online than you are.
Online,
Or if you ever get someone's like, you're actually real nice.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be mean.
Well, speaking of online, do you, and we've just been saying how down to earth and nice and just normal you are online, do you deal with any trolls? Does anybody be trolling you like?
Yeah, loads.
For what? I don't know. How could you troll an Olivia?
I know, but there's always something that, you know, like you could put up like this amazing video and there's like one part of it, like where like there's something happening, it's like, cancel.
Yeah.
And like, Rory gets a lot of the hate. He
does
gets
he?
A lot of the hate.
Like,
I don't know. People just don't like him. They call him Lego Head. He gets like a lot of,
what job is?
I don't know. Like, Rory works. He's got like a family business and he works like 6 days a week. He plays football and like, like that's his life.
He does it.
And like,
he's not an Instagrammer.
Oh, he's got loads of followers. Like,
but
he doesn't post. It's so funny.
Yeah.
He's got like, well, like, he's got like 50k on TikTok, and he's posted like 8 videos. It's so funny. I'm like,
they're waiting for the next year
to get 10k followers, and he's got 50k and posted like 8 videos. But he gets a lot of the trolls, and like, it's all the silly stuff. Like, this isn't a real job. Like, putting your kids online. There's like, you know, every single thing that I do as like a mum, I'm getting like
mum shamed.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
right,
scared
so
of that.
My kids watching an iPad. iPad kids. I took the iPads off my kids. Why would you do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I need iPads to leave.
And do you know what I mean? Like, they get iPads in school, they need to learn to use them.
You feel like you can't win.
Yeah, I can't win. And I just don't care.
I don't give a shit about any of the comments I get.
Like, I really, I'm really good at like being like, that's hilarious.
It took me years to learn how to be like that. And even there might be one or two now that might still kind of not sting as hard as it used to, but still kind of get to you.
Yeah.
But it took me years to get to a place of being like, I couldn't give a flying fuck.
You and your big page.
Like,
imagine making a page just to make trolls.
Yeah. If anything, I've switched my mentality from being like upset and upset about trolls, that I've switched it and flipped it on its head to be like, I feel so sorry for you. And I love going back and being like, I'm sending you so much love and support.
Your way.
Yes.
It's loads of
I love flipping it on them, making them feel like I'm a fucking idiot because you are.
Yeah.
It comes with online, unfortunately. I wish it didn't.
It's one of them things, like, you have to deal with it. And I do find them funny. I like great entertainment. Like, where I'd be like, sometimes I'll delete that and I'm like, no, that's so funny.
That's
like, I need to reply something funny back to that.
Yeah.
Like, I could be like, you're the worst mom in the world. I hope you like die tomorrow. And I'm like, LOL, same.
Do you know what I mean? LOL, same.
But like, I'm like, I find them so funny. I don't know. I'm really thick skinned. Like, it takes a lot to like hurt me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It takes a lot to hurt me. Like, it really does. But it's, I just find them funny. I'm like, a lot of it's like, this isn't a real job. Like,
try paying
taxes like the normal people. I'm like, I pay taxes. I pay a lot of taxes.
Yeah.
Like, this is a job.
Yeah.
Just let me remind you. It's stuff like that. And it's like, you could never work a 9-to-5. And I'm like, I've done it for fucking 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. I worked 3 jobs at the same time once. Like,
Jesus.
I've worked, you know, it's not like, and people all say, influencers get handed this life. They came from money. And I'm like, No, they don't.
They think that, then it's like, do it then. Like, if people think, or if they comment, anyone can do this, do it then.
Yeah. I know, and it's
like, enjoy. Who's stopping you
if
to do it?
We all had no jobs. Yeah. Anyone could do this. I'm like, when every influencer started out, they had jobs and they worked at night doing their influencing alongside a job. It's not like, it's like, okay, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to make a TikTok account. And then I'm going to go famous.
It's
not like
it doesn't work like that.
No.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I see a lot of people saying now that they're like, oh, I really like people when they start, but then when they like quit their jobs, I don't really like them anymore. I'm like, but that's what happens.
They want to keep them. I saw it on
at a level.
They want to keep them at a level, and when they pass that kind of level of
normalism,
normalism nearly, like, they're like,
I wonder in a few years though, will this job be like so normal that won't happen anymore?
But you probably
like in like 20 years,
so many people are posting now, like constant, and like they're getting big, and like, I love to see it.
I know,
I love to see it, but like, I do think, I don't know.
There's space for everyone, I think.
There is space for everyone, but I don't know if it'll ever be like normal to like the trolls.
No.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be.
No.
It needs to be illegal.
No, honestly.
It needs to just be like cut out from social media. Yous are getting married, you and Rory. Are the kids going to be involved in the wedding?
Yeah.
Are they going to be like flower girls, page boy?
Yeah, well, the two girls will be flower girls. Rian, if he's walking, he'll be page boy. Yeah. But he will come on
like a little horse or something.
Who's going to push him down? 3, 2, 1, go.
With those little electric trucks.
That's what, do you know the horses that are like the electric horses?
Yeah.
And just hold them in.
Yeah, like an electric G-Wagon or something.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be like 13 months, so like, or 14, 15 months.
He might be walking.
Yeah. He maybe will be walking. Yeah, they'll be there.
Do you have everything sorted?
I've got a wedding planner.
Okay.
She's my sister-in-law.
Does everything.
Perfect.
The wedding planner anyone needs.
Yeah.
She is unbelievable. Like, she's texting me today like 200 messages. Like, you're doing this date. I've just booked you in. She texted me today. I've booked you in for dancing lessons on the April the 26th or something.
I always think about that. You have to do dance.
Oh, me and Ray are cat. Like, we'd be up like, so awkward, like, stiff. People like kissing. I'm like, no, God, not God.
God, no, yeah.
But she's like amazing. I don't know anything about my wedding. It's amazing.
That's
I was like, they're
apart
like
from the singer.
Apart from the singer, and like everything else. But like, we meet each other every week, and she goes through things with me. She knows everything, like, to my taste and my style, and like, it's so funny because Rory's like, "Oh, when's your Sadie's wedding again?"
Because it's like wedding.
But I'm really excited for it. I can't wait to get married.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Do you feel like that? Like, do you dream of like at your wedding day?
I dream of my wedding.
I'm just stressed because I hate planning anything.
Yeah.
I'll just get it.
Just get a wedding planner.
The wedding planner. There you go. I'm excited for things probably that, not that you shouldn't be, but like stupid shit, like putting on a dress.
I can't wait for the day. Like,
I can't wait to go dress shopping.
Yeah.
Have you picked your dress?
Yeah. I hate a dress shopping.
Did you?
Not in like a, like, I took my best friend and Sadie, and we tried dress on, and like, Sadie was like tearing up. She's like, this is the dress. And I was like, put the tear away. Put the tear away. You're not crying. Like, no, I hate that shit. And like, you know, people looking at you and all, I'm like, turn around. Yeah. So I went to one shop and I was like, I'll get that dress. And she's like, absolutely, you will not. You will go to another shop.
Were you just like, yeah, that one?
I was like, yes, grand. It's lovely. It's nice.
You're so cool.
It was a nice dress. Like, I was like, yes, grand. Like, can we just please get this done and over with? She's like, no, we're going to one more shop. But thank the Lord, we went to the next shop and it was in the same week. I tried on a dress and I was like, that dress that I was going to buy is literally nothing. Disgusting.
Yeah.
And then after that, she was like, me, no, we know we have found the one. That one. Was the first dress I tried on and cured.
Was it what you envisioned your wedding dress to be?
No.
A lot of like brides say that. Yeah. And that's why apparently at your dress, you should try on everything.
Even the one that I like was going to buy was so not what like I imagined myself. Really? And like I had like a really clear picture of the exact dress, fit, style, where the arms are, shoulders, whatever. I had this image. Mm-hmm. Like the dress, I knew it.
Yeah.
It's nothing like it. Is it
2026?
No, 25. 25. 11 months out.
Wow.
Oh, I know, so exciting.
So
that'll fly.
I know. I can't wait. I actually can't wait. I just want the day and like the family and everything and everything just to be so like magic. Yeah.
Is it a big wedding?
About 170.
Wow. Big.
That's me hurting a lot of feelings.
Cutting it down.
Is it?
Yep. That is hurting feelings. It's so hard. I wanted 150 and it was like last week. I was like, I just can't get 150 without really hurting feelings that I don't want to hurt.
We were talking to Erin even and Aidan and Miriam.
I was listening to God.
The last episode.
Yeah, they're all weddings, but about like numbers at weddings and how like...
It's very hard.
Yeah, how does that even come up? Like, do you have to personally say to someone, listen, you're not coming to my wedding?
God, I'm not doing that. I'm getting an invite.
How does it work? Like, what do you... They just don't get an invite.
And stuff, but like, it's so hard because Rory's got a mahoosa family. I've got a mahoosa family. We've got like... I have a small enough friend group where he's got a big enough friend group, but he plays football still.
Okay.
It's like a team of like 50 lads.
Lads.
And I'm like, oh my God.
You all need to come.
Like they're close with them all.
Yeah, I know.
So at the end of the day, like the people that I want to be there will be there.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. And like if their feelings hurt, like sorry.
Sorry.
Don't invite me there.
It's not personal.
It's not personal. And like it's so expensive. And like you could do a mahoosa wedding, but that's even more expensive.
Yeah.
And I want it to be intimate. We did talk about going abroad. We wanted to do it abroad with like 50 people. But we were talking to like wedding planners and stuff abroad. And like, it's so funny. I was looking at Mallorca and she was like to me, okay, what's your budget? And I was like, I don't really know. I don't, like, how am I meant to know what my budget is? Like, that's like an impossible question.
Yeah.
So I gave her like a rough like guideline. I was like, we'll stick to this. And like, it was just like, first figure that came to my head.
Into your head.
I was like, let's do that. And like, Rory was like, I was like, surely we can cut costs if we need to. And she was like, okay, minimum spend for like a Mallorca wedding. And this is like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. So it changes every year. Was like 90 grand on your venue. So like 90k on the venue. And I was like, oh.
What?
My budget was nowhere near that.
No. Yeah.
I was like, oh, right. And then I was just like, wait, you know what? Be local wedding, be
lovely. Yeah.
I would love an abroad wedding, but I also love Irish wedding, traditional music, Irish dancers. Yeah. I love like embracing Irish. Like the Irish culture.
We love being patriotic bitches.
Yeah.
Love being patriotic.
I do. And I watch your, you're like getting emotional.
Yeah.
But I really love the idea. And like, we've got grandparents and all still alive. Yeah. Like, they're not, and like, they're important to be there. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no, it's a wee at-home wedding.
So nice.
So excited. I can't wait. Like,
and you are now part of our management as well?
Yes. You're an icon, girl.
Is Icon your first management that you've had?
I've had one before.
How do you find having a management in this job? Do you think you like you need it to keep organised?
Because there's so many people who don't have them.
So busy as well.
So many people don't have them. And I'm like, I wouldn't know what
to charge what.
Yeah.
So I had like the last 7 months I didn't have management. And I always had said, right, so obviously you look at people, right, and you look up the people in every job that you do, right? Like, let's not lick the holes, but like, you two are like people that every influence I think coming through Ireland would look up to, right? These are OGs, these are unreal. But I remember always looking at the likes of you two. There was like Keely, Miriam, Lauren.
Yeah.
And like, I started putting like everything together and I was like, they're all icons. I actually said to Rory, I was like, if I ever went with management, I would want it to be Icon, but I was like, I don't think they'd take on Northerners.
Yeah.
Because everyone was from the South. And I was like, But that's the only person I could. And I said this to so many people before, and I was like, I just don't know if they would like take on an Northerner. Or, but I'm really like, I like sit in the shadows. Like, I don't make myself known to anyone. Like, I'm not gonna like pop in the DM. But I was like, I'll give them what you follow. Follow
shit.
It's like a relationship.
I was gonna say it's like
the story.
Trying to get the fella's attention. You're gonna fire emoji the icon stories or something.
I used to go on and stalk them, like, and like I do everything that everyone's doing. I was like, I'll give them a follow, right? And I got the follow back and I was like,
lovely. Yes, I'm in.
And then like 2 weeks later they sent me a DM and I literally like voiced them. I was like, OMG, you're never gonna get a spot. Like, I told everybody, I manifested this. I told everyone I would only want to be with Icon and because you look up to these people, you do. I'm sure the people you probably look up to as well. And like, you're like, they're amazing. I want to do what they do. I want to like get to that level. I want to like work with the brands they work with, because it is all like stepping stones up and up and up. And then I like died. I was like, please.
I can die happy.
I know. So yeah, and they're amazing. And they're so lovely. So they are.
So you're an Icon girly now. And then you also have your Be Perfect collection. Tell us all. Tell us all about it. When did that come about?
Like, you know, give me foundation in my hand and I will say to you, take that back. I don't use that. I don't know how to use it and it doesn't look nice on me. I was like, give me the glowies, give me the bronzers, give me all that and I will look good. But hand me like a foundation and I'm like, what is it?
What do I do?
And I've always, and like every time I put foundation on, like to go places, I would take it off.
Would you?
Hated how I looked at it. Right? So, but like I've learned now, like okay, I need like a really like a skin tint or like a, you know, like, I've learned, right? Getting good at this makeup stuff. Brandon had always said to me, like, you are so good. You're like the queen of this like glowy bronzy makeup. Like, you need to have your own line. And this is like you said, I blew up fast. Like, this was only last year. I only had like 50k followers. So I was like,
you literally,
I was like, gosh, what do you mean my own collection? What's that mean? Like, what? what do you mean by that? And he always kept slipping in my DMs anytime I'd do like a story of it. And he's like, you need your own collection. I was like, what do I do?
Tell me.
How to start.
So he's like, come into the office. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm not doing it. I don't, like, surely, I, do you know when you think people are like, just, oh, you need this, but like, they're begging you up. So I was like, right, whatever. I was like, I'm not coming into your office. And like, people are like, what are you doing here? So, and then it was like December and he was texting me like, get into our office this week. Went in and they were like, right, what do you want? And I knew, like, we didn't even discuss it over text. And I was like, but I know what I want. And I was like, I want A to B. So I want like your start and your end in this bag. I don't want like, you need to get like a brush from this collection or you need to get like a, you know.
You want it all in the one place.
One bag. And I was like, I want this for like people like me who don't have a clue how to do makeup. Like, see, putting like a winged liner on, that's me like, wow. I'm an MUA. Do you know what? Like, I don't know anything about makeup, but I don't really care to know anything about like doing all that stuff. I just know what I liked. So I went in, I had this whole vision and they were like, you're the easiest person in the world. Like, because I was like, I want this, 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 this.
You know what you want.
They're like, what about this? And I was like, no, I don't know how to use that. I wouldn't ever grab for something like that. And then there was like the whole like packaging side of it and stuff. So like initially I was like pink and girly. And like the girl, Alex, you probably met her. She was like looking at me, right? I had my phone, my laptop case, my AirPods and a Stanley. Every single one of them was white and black. She was like, why are you going pink? And I was like, I was wearing white and black. She's like, why are you doing pink? And I was like, just. She was like, look what's in front of you. And I was like, she's like, are you a pink person? I was like, no. I would never wear pink. And she was like, why don't we like do something to you? And I was like, so true. Wow. Like,
great.
How did I not think of that?
Wow, it's done in it.
Are you wearing it now?
But I knew what I wanted. So it was easy. Like, it was good. And like, we were doing like samples and all that. And I just knew what I wanted.
And your launch went insane.
Yeah, it was mad.
What the fuck?
I wasn't on my phone for like 2 weeks, so I was so busy, so it was great. Like, I didn't see anything.
But
it was all good stuff. But
Yeah.
Rory always sends me, you know, anything that's like mentions me or about me, he'll send me it. So he was like, there was like 50 unread messages from me. I was like, fuck, if you like comment on all them, I was like, shit. But
is he so proud?
Yeah, he's really supportive. He's
I saw, were you taking a story of him doing a story the other day or something? And you were just ripping the piss out of him doing What was he doing?
No, he's dead.
He was doing something when you were...
He got like gifted like meals. So like where he gets like reached out all the time for like working on. Like, he just like ghosts everyone. He's like, no. Like, but he works and he's got his job and he has football and like he's got the kids. He's like, I don't have time to like...
Do something. Take on
something else. Into this. So he got like gifted like, you know, like healthy meal prep meals. And I'm not joking. He had them up on the counter. He had the camera down here, the camera up here. I had the camera. And it was like half an hour to get this photo, right? It was a story, right? And he then sat down. He's like, well, I captioned it. And I was like, I don't know, like at the brand that was Ruben's Meals, at Ruben's Meals, can't wait to try these or something.
Yeah, thanks.
Should I write like checking out what the fuss is all about? And I was like, no, don't write that. And he was all like, should I write like deliveries Monday, Thursday, this time? And I was like, no. Half an hour.
To make the
captions. All these captions, right? And I was like, but he does this for every story, right? And bless him. It's a thing. And I get it. Where when you're used to it, like, I'm just like, picture up.
Yeah.
He can't get over to do this. And like, I will take his phone sometime when he's doing this and I'll just like, take the phone and hit the story. And like, put it up.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck. But it took him like half an hour.
Is he like, how do you do this all the time?
He's just like what do you write? Like, what font? And I'm like, doesn't matter.
What color?
So it took him like half an hour to take the photo, then like half an hour to get the caption. They posted a story and then he's like, shit, like, has anyone replied yet? Like, oh my God. God, like,
love
him.
I love
him. But, I do take the piss out of him. But I'm like, very, like, he's so, like, when he does his TikTok videos, like, they blow up.
Yeah.
They do like one TikTok video every 3 months and it blows up.
And it's like,
you could actually do this.
Yeah.
But
ever will, no.
Like, we've had this discussion all, like, he works in family.
Okay.
So it's a family business. So it's his grandma's, now it's his dad's. Hopefully one day it'll be maybe Rory and his brothers. It's the pride. In the name, and he wants to be there. So, like, we've discussed it and stuff. Like, cause, like, obviously, I'm so busy, and like, I'm like, you could leave your job and like help me with the kids, stay at home dad, but it's hard when it's family.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think he could do it and he'd be really good at it, but
100%.
I don't know. I think like boys like to go out and work too. Like, keep their mind busy.
True.
Yeah.
I don't think
socialize.
And it's their routine, because I find it like, that's one thing I swear with the job is like, you don't really ever have a routine.
No.
Yeah.
You hard to make more so when I think when you have a kid.
Yeah.
Because then it's their routine.
Yeah.
Not, but when it's you yourself, you're like,
the fuck do I
what
do?
Now?
Yeah. I know, what next? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it would be like, and like, no harm to him. Rory, you're a great boy, but like, he's not going to start putting on the washing and the dishes and cooking that. Like, it's not in him.
You're still going to be doing
he's
that.
He's not going to, like, I just feel like we would clash both at home.
At home.
But I love that he has a job and it's a family name and like, he works so hard. So it's, it's nice to be different. I feel like two people in a relationship in the public eye can never end well.
It doesn't.
Prime example. But I actually wasn't referring to you, but like, I do think two big personalities.
Yeah. It's hard.
Posting constantly, like, worries to like,
your relationship turns into a job.
We said, like, through the week that, like, you end up having double content for people to focus on, as in, like, the man's post and the girl's post, and then there's like, you know, the amount of eyes, and it's just like a lot more scrutiny. I think, start doing that.
Yeah, no, I think that.
Well, maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe I'll retire and he can take
Definitely.
And what is next for you? What's next for Olivia in the world? The wedding?
Wedding's like the big thing.
Another baby?
No, God, no.
Definitely.
No.
Is that you tapping out now? Are you done? Or
I think so.
Are you?
Yeah. It's such a nice thing to be able to say, I'm 26 and I am done.
Yeah.
Like, done. I don't like being pregnant. Hate being pregnant.
Yeah.
Don't like labor. I don't want to do that again. I don't know.
Yeah.
For right now, yes. And then I always say, like, when you're having kids, like, you're in the nappies, in the bottles, in the night feeds. You may as well get them all in there and do it together.
True. Yeah.
So I do feel like when I come out of this, and they're all in school,
it'll be hard.
I don't know
back,
if I'll want to go back. But then people say you do want to go back because you're bored. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, true.
But for right now, I don't want that.
Yeah. But when they're, you're going to be still so young when they're a bit older. And
I've worked it out. I'm like 40 if they're 19, 17 and 15.
Perfect.
Yeah. That is so
me, Robin and Rael will be in Ibiza. Can't
That'll be a ball. Oh my God.
So cute.
So we're going to move on to phone a friend. And for this week, our friend is Anne-Olivia.
Surprise!
Yeah, so it's basically the part of the podcast where you're going to do the answering for us.
Me never take advice from me.
No, me and Charlene, sometimes we can be himming and hawing and giving two answers and kind of, we like to always hear somebody else's answer. So this week, it's from you, okay?
So this week's dilemma is, I was recently on holiday with a boyfriend of 8 years and one night we were out having a few drinks and he randomly asked me, have I ever thought he's cheated on me? My natural reaction was obviously not once has this ever crossed my mind. But now I'm like, maybe he has. Is this just a random question or do you think there's a red flag there? It really caught me off guard and I've not stopped thinking about it.
Red flag.
Do you,
what do you think?
But I feel like if he had, would he have said that?
But why would you ever say that?
That's so
weird. Is it like a test? Is he kind of like, I wonder how she clocked on to if I have cheated or not?
But that's so stupid.
Like, I would never ask my boyfriend that.
Yeah, have you ever thought I cheated on you?
You ever think about, like, that I've cheated on you?
Yeah.
That was
Have I ever thought that he's cheated on me?
Like, if Rory asked me that, I would be like, interrogation, why? Give me a phone.
Yeah, you'd automatically, you automatically think to go there. Yeah, like, is there ever a reason that you'd ask that for no reason? Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, that had to be on his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, why was that even?
Unless he was thinking, I wonder if she ever cheated on me. And I think, I wonder, does she think like this too?
True.
Like, I mean, like, I know, like, you can be in the healthiest relationship ever, but, like, if your fella goes on a lad's holiday, you're always going to have that, what if they get drunk? What if they black out? What if something, like, and you know internally it won't happen.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I would get them thoughts. Would you get them thoughts?
Human, like.
Yeah. Unless,
I feel like she needs to ask and be like, look, that I actually haven't stopped thinking about that. I feel like when you're with someone 8 years, you can have them conversations.
Yeah, it's true.
And just be like, here, that really, like, took me by surprise. Yeah, what did
like, why would you
Yeah, because he might be like, oh my God, like, I did it. Like, I feel like he'll know by his reaction.
Okay.
About why he said it.
Yeah. So he might either come back and be like, oh my God, I really didn't mean that in that way. Like, but also, it was just a thought.
What did he mean?
Did she say they were out for dinner?
Yeah, on holiday. And they had a few drinks.
They were having a few drinks.
A bit tipsy. Maybe let's.
Oh God, no. I'm going to say red flag.
Yeah.
Are you? Of 8 years?
Red flag.
On one hand, I think maybe it could be a case of like, do you know the way sometimes there are those people that literally do not screen what they're thinking before it comes out of their mouth? Like, it just goes from here to
out the mouth. Yeah.
They but don't actually like, think of it.
If there's get her ears, she would know he's that type of person.
Yeah.
If that is what he's like. Some people are like that.
A verbal vomiter. Like,
yeah.
You would be used to like
him saying like, random
what
shit.
What's he on about?
Yeah.
But if that really took you by surprise.
Yeah.
I do think if Murray asked me that, I would be like red flag.
I would think about it for the next 3
years. Yeah. And I would be like, that there has to be a motive.
Yeah.
For that question.
Yeah.
Think?
Maybe like, but I'm not saying that he's cheating on her, but maybe he's been in a position where he could have or.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
something's up.
I don't know. It could be completely harmless. Please, God, don't break up your boyfriend over me.
Yeah, no. She won't. I think say it to him and just like, look, I haven't stopped
thinking about that.
Investigate a little bit more. Like,
it'd be like very weird if you'd say.
Mm. Yeah. 8 years, it's true. Like, you can have them conversations in a really calm, like, environment and stuff like that. But I would be looking to know what.
You're literally saying lying in bed. Like,
I'd be turning into Inspector Gadget. Like, fuck that. No. What's going on?
I wonder how the conversation went when they had the conversation.
I know. Like, I would love to know like the whole.
I know.
Yeah.
Record it next time.
I think maybe investigate a little bit more and fill us in.
Yeah. If you've been with him for 8 years, you can have them type of conversation like that.
Without having to sit down. And
weirded like, me. Yeah. Like, what was that about? And like,
If
you're with someone 8 years, you'll also be able to tell when they're like, shit.
Yeah.
You know?
You can read them like a book at that stage.
Yeah.
We're going to do our peak and bleak of the week as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where we basically do like a high of the week and a low.
Girls, I watched the podcast. I
forgot you watched it.
I love
explaining and everything.
For anyone who's, it's their first week listening maybe as well. It's our best and worst of the week basically.
Yeah.
We actually recorded yesterday, so I need to think of a new peak and bleak. My peak is Electric Picnic this week.
Woo-hoo!
And bleak is that I went to sleep with wet hair and now I feel a little bit under the weather.
Oh no.
I just feel a bit.
Yeah. My mom says that you catch your end.
I did catch my end.
Yeah. Don't even know what that really means.
I don't know what that means. I don't know your end.
Your end.
Oh, end.
Catch your end.
How do you spell that?
I don't know. IND.
Sounds like IND.
She's never texted it to me actually, so I don't know how to spell it. But she'd always say, catch your end if your hair is wet.
Yeah, I caught my end.
I love old things like that.
Yeah. My mom's full of them. I love that. Brilliant.
Well, I caught it bad.
My peak of the week is that I finally cleaned my bedroom.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it looks good.
Finally cleaned my bedroom. Really good. Like, how sad. I'm 29 and I still have to say, like, that's a peak of the week. Jesus. And then my bleak of the week. Oh, I had a little biopsy yesterday, girls.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
They did a biopsy.
How did it go?
So sorry. I got sick after.
What?
Yeah, I was in so much pain. Yeah.
Did you get sick from the pain?
Yeah.
Did they get it with a big clippers?
Yeah.
Do you feel sore now?
No, it's all right now. I was in agony yesterday.
They weren't meant to do that, weren't they? Not?
No, she said we'll have a look and then we'll see. And I ended up doing it, so. Say your prayers for me. She said she's like, I can numb you if you want. And I was like, the pain of the numbing might be worse than the actual unnumbing. So I was like, no, I was there anyway. And I was like, no, just fucking do it.
How long does it take?
I don't even know. I think I just kind of blacked out. I just remember my face being like this the whole time. I'm okay now, but I have a long list of things I went home with that I couldn't do for 5 days.
What? Shag?
Couldn't shag. No shagging. And it was so funny because my mom rang me after my appointment and she was like, how did you get on? Like, fill me in. And I just heard my dad over the phone being like, you're on loudspeaker in the car, love. And like, let him know. Yeah. I was like, right, Mal, I'll tell you when I'm home. She's like, yeah.
So funny.
Yes, that was my bleak. So say a prayer for me for 6 weeks. We're all right.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Yeah, we're okay.
Prayers.
Peak and bleak, Aunt Olivia.
Oh.
Here we go.
I do a peak.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, yeah.
Peak is full circle moment today.
Oh. Yeah.
Love
Aww.
You.
Picking up your hose. Am I joking? But it is a full circle moment. And like, we talked about this a while ago, and it's like, yeah. was it hard to get us all in the same room? So,
yeah.
definitely peak Aww. First podcast. Aww, and like, done a smear test yesterday, you know, like the cervical.
Oh, yeah.
Not like it's so important to get your smear.
Yes.
But it's a bit awkward.
It's
no one likes
icky look.
Getting yeah. that done. But yeah. It's important to get it done. But yeah.
yes.
Yeah. I actually didn't mind mine, you know. Didn't feel it. I was like, are you doing
it? It's not like them doing it. It's
just the position you're
put
in.
Put your legs up and let them fall out to the side. And
yeah. here in the clamp and all.
In here
yeah.
And you're like.
My doctor was so nice.
When I hear that really clamp like coming out, I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And you know, they put me in a blue gown yesterday. Like, do you know the one that your little naked bum is out?
Oh,
yeah.
no.
Yeah. So I was in my little blue gown with my naked bum out. And I fucking left my runners on. Don't ask me why I left my runners on. So I'm naked in a blue gown with big chunky white runners on in stirrups in the hospital. I'd say.
Stirrups.
Oh, yeah. So
I feel very vulnerable.
Yeah, I just felt like an absolute idiot.
And you lose your dignity.
A little.
You have to leave at the door.
Yeah.
Just like, but this isn't the most
part and parcel. No, part and parcel of being a woman.
Was yeah. sore after you left?
So. Oh yeah, I walked outside to Queeve, and you know when you see, you know when you do something on your own, like a procedure, or I don't fucking know, going get a needle or doing something, and in the moment you don't cry, but it's when you see somebody you know.
Yeah.
I walked out of the hospital, or Queeve came in with me to the hospital, and then when I walked out to Queeve, I just burst. Aww. Into it was so sore.
I know, because you have to be brave.
Yeah. But when you see some, it's like if somebody asks you, "Are you okay?" And you're like, mm-hmm. and then they, "No, are you okay?" And then you,
Yeah.
No, well, that's us.
Guys, that was it.
Yay!
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much, girl.
We have full video as well if you want to watch this episode on full video. It's tomorrow at 12 on YouTube. So Thursdays at 12. And you can listen back to our bonus episode for Monday as well. Home and drink extra juice. And make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast.
We love you, love.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.